Blog Talk Radio.
Can you relate to this? Listen.
Are you in bondage to the status of nice things, addicted to the attention and the compliments they bring?
Is that you?
Feeling the weight of growing debt with each guilt. That's not his will.
That's not his will.
That's not his will. If that's not you, then maybe this one's on point. You still need a drink, or you gotta smoke one joint. To get through the pain of all the heartache that you feel.
That's not his will.
That's not his will.
No, no.
That's not his will.
It's not a trial.
It's not a trial.
And it's not a test.
It's not a test.
Woo.
God wants for you his best. So you sneak out to the strip club, knowing that nothing there can ever be for real.
That's not his will.
That's not his will.
No, no.
That's not his will.
Yeah.
Maybe you think that you will find it in someone.
What?
So you sleep around, hoping each time that you're done.
Mm.
But that one is not found, and you're still trying to.
That's not his
will.
That's not his will.
That's not his will.
Come on, sing.
It seems unfair.
And it's so much stress.
So much stress.
But God,
God wants for you his best.
Yes.
But not until.
Not until. Oh yeah, come on, come on. Just when you thought no one was listening, sing.
He heard your cry.
Late in the midnight hour.
He knows your silent fears.
He wants to just
he
renew.
He wants to just renew.
His relationship.
His relationship.
Oh God, with you. With you.
Don't be afraid of facing everything inside.
Yeah.
Even the guilt.
That guilt.
Wrapped up in pride.
Mm.
God will step in, but he's waiting until.
Yes, he will.
You're in his will.
Yeah.
You're in his will.
Don't you give up.
Don't you give up.
Don't settle for
don't
less.
Settle for less.
God wants for you.
God wants for you.
His best.
His best.
Yes.
But not until.
But not until.
Submit to his will.
You gotta submit to his will.
Jesus is waiting.
Come on, lift your hands to this. Let's submit to his will. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to The Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle. But at this time, our dear minister has not yet reached the building, so we pray that we are having a blessed afternoon. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook. I'm the owner-operator of the Spirit Alive Network, and I'm always standing in the gap for my beloved minister or any of God's people, because that's what we have been called to do. So until our beloved minister gets in the building, I will be playing some music for you. But in the meantime, let us have a word of prayer. Oh, Most High, we come to your throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just want to thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you for bringing us this far by faith. And Lord, we just come right now in the name of Jesus, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we lift up your servant, your minister, your man of God, Minister Adam, to you right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Father God, wherever he is, he is doing your work and your will. So, Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that all is well and he has simply been delayed and not detained. We just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, my brothers and sisters, you know we can be in God's will because there is a king in each and every one of us in the spirit of the living God. Donald Lawrence, there is a king.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
the
Lord, your
King. It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
You come from royalty. It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has thrown you some curves, but the King in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a king in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no king in you? You cry out. Like a woman in travail. Is there no king living in you? Then why do you speak with such low self-esteem? Inner king, and I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem, but I came to tell you that there is a king. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you.
know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you.
There is
and if there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king.
Hey,
let the king rejoice. Let the king rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler
rule.
I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king.
Hey, hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here, embrace your king. Embrace your. There is a.
Over here,
embrace your king. Embrace your king. Out there, embrace your king. There is a king. There is a king.
There is a
life has made you feel bad about yourself. I know that some of the things you've been through has made you feel bad about yourself. But you need to know that there is a ruler in you. There is what has happened. The enemy has tricked you and made you feel like that you are beneath. He's tricked you and made you feel like that you are a borrower and never will be a lender. But Donald Lawrence came to tell you that there is a king in you. There is a king in you. There is a king in you. I can't stress it enough. There is a king living in you. Rule, ruler, rule. Speak, king, speak. Stand, king, stand. Take control, king, take control. Rule, rule, rule. You have dominion. There's a king living in you.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, because there is a king in you. And because we know that we have the living God living on the inside of us, we ought to always be quick to drop, stop what we're doing and drop and give God total praise. Amen.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
Thank you.
Hallelujah and glory to God. That was Pastor Donna McClurkin and Total Praise. Hallelujah. And now let's get ready for Pastor Fred Hammond.
Yeah. Receive his love today. Brothers and sisters, lend me your ear. Be of good courage, be of good cheer. I hope you find comfort in these words I say.
Heaven, I'll be proclaimed.
Hallelujah and glory to God. That was Pastor Fred Hammond and his perfect love. Now, let's hear Jonathan McReynolds, I'm Not Lucky. Amen. Well, the Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. Lord, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky in love.
Truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.